This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In continuation and still under our theme of building the shield of taqwa in this blessed month of Ramadan, last week we spoke about how important it is for us to understand that by virtue of being of the muttaqeen, we are going to be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how the sunnah of Allah is that the believers are always tested. And we looked at a verse in Surah Ankabut, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ سورة العنكبوت. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Alif Lam Mim. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the true meaning of the broken letters. Does mankind think that they are going to say that we believe and then they're going to be left alone? And indeed we have tested those who came before them, meaning the believers. And the believers, as we have emphatically stated, المؤمنون حقا, the true believers, هم المتقون. They are those who shield themselves from the displeasure of Allah. Those two are interchangeable. The true believers and the muttaqun. They are those who shield themselves from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirms, and indeed we tested those believers who came before in order that Allah might make manifest, in order that Allah might make known who are those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah and who are those who have broken and belied their covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're just not talking about building taqwa in Ramadan just so that we can stay away from haram. Yes, that is first step. And most important, migrating away, من يهجر الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. As the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it, that the migrator is the one who migrates away from all promiscuity, evil and corruption. In other words, from all that which is prohibited by Allah. The migrator, he is the one that migrates away from haram. And that is the true meaning of taqwa. That is where it begins. خَلِّ ذُنُوبُ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى. Stay away from sins, major ones and minor ones. That is true taqwa, says the poet. وَصْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْقِ يَحْذَرُ مَا يَرَى. And make like a person walking on a road covered in thorns, watching where he puts his feet. لا تحقرن صغيرة إن الجبال من الحصى. Don't belittle a small sin. Mountains are made up of small stones. So that is the start. That's the most important. Staying away from haram. But taqwa at the same time, to prepare us for those shada'id. To prepare us for those trials and tribulations and calamities. That is why it is so important that we don't miss the opportunity to rebuild the shield of taqwa, because we don't know what's coming. We might see the troubles to be far away from us. In North Africa, in the Middle East, in the Indian subcontinent, in Southeast Asia, in East Africa. And we think, you know, we're okay. We don't have to worry. No. We don't know what's coming. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us, badiru bil a'mal, make haste in doing good deeds, building the shield of taqwa. Why? Fitanan ka qit'i al-layl al-muslim. Why? Because there are trials and tribulations coming like a dark night. We've been through that hadith. Like a dark night. So it is absolutely imperative that we make use of this month, the month of taqwa. La'allakum tattaqoon. In order to rebuild that shield of taqwa, to prepare ourselves for whatever is coming. And then on top of that, we also need taqwa that we shouldn't become despondent. We also need to shield ourselves of having the wrong thoughts about Allah. Because people only become despondent, and here we are talking about the believers. The believers only become despondent when they have the wrong thoughts about Allah. And this seems to be the situation today. The ummah is beset with despondency and despair and panic and worry. And as I mentioned before, I will mention it again. The answers are right here in the Holy Quran. وَمَا فَرَطَّنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We haven't left a single thing out of the book. So we have been, over the past few weeks, studying some verses from Surah Ali Imran. If you remember, we started with وَسَارِئُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That was verse 133. And we ended off last week with verse 140. إِيَّمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدَ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. That's where we ended. That if you are injured, if you are injured, Allah, look at Palestine. Look at Palestine. You know, there's a commentator, he used to be the editor of Jaridatul Quds. Jaridatul Quds, the Jerusalem newspaper, the Quds newspaper. But not in Jerusalem, in London. Abdul Bari Atwan. Abdul Bari Atwan. He now has some online newspaper. But he is a very popular commentator. And we don't have to agree with everything that he says. Al-hikmatu dalatul mu'min aynama wujid. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer wherever you find it. He once said, لو احتلت الكعبة, if the Kaaba had to be occupied, لا سمح الله, Allah forbid, لن يتحرك زعماء العرب, the leaders of the Arab world would not make a move. That's what he said. I'm just quoting what he said. Because we see today that the third holiest place in Islam, Masjid al-Aqsa, in Baytul Maqdis, since 1948, up till this very day, nobody's made a move. And every year we have Al-Qimma al-Arabiya, the Arab summit, where a lot of leaders come together and have crayfish and some other delicacies, who knows what, and they come out with the same failure each and every single time. And like the poet says, لَقَدْ أَسْمَعْتَ لَوْ نَادَيْتَ حَيًّا وَلَكِنْ لَا حَيَاتِ لِمَنْ تُنَادِي وَالنَّارَ إِذَا نَفَخْتَ بِهَا أَضَاءَتْ وَلَكِنْ أَنْتَ تَنْفُخُ فِي الرَّمَادِي. You would have been heard, says the poet, if the ones who you were calling had life, meaning in their hearts. But no, their hearts are dead. Like a fire, when you blow into it, it gets brighter, but you are blowing into dead coals. So please, for a solution for Palestine, or for Syria, or for Iraq, or for anything that has to do with those submitting and surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't look to any leaders for solutions. For now. Who knows what Allah might give us in the future. Don't look to any analysts or any pundits or any specialists for the solutions. Seek your solution in the creator of all solutions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is where the solution lies. And what's so amazing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually tells us what's going to happen. We're talking about Palestine, and there's been such a lot of things going on in the social media that ahmaq, you know what is an ahmaq? Ahmaq is, I think, the best word to translate it into is idiot. That ahmaq. And wallahi, it's not even worth mentioning his name. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abatar. Just like the one who insulted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam about having no sons, or that his sons had died, that his remembrance will be cut off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay. Inna shani'aka. No, your insulter, he will be the one that will be cut off from remembrance. Nobody will remember his name. But the fact that there are people like that who would stand up and make their voices heard in favor of zulm, in favor of oppression, in favor of murder, in favor of destruction. That saddens us. But in the same time, we even have non-Muslim students standing up in America, rebuking Nikki Haley, the United Nations representative, or the United States representative to the United Nations. And we have my ancestors from Ireland in their civil disobedience. And please, if you want to understand more about what's happening in Palestine on the human level, read the history of Ireland. No country on earth has been more oppressed for longer than the land of Ireland, Erin's Isle, as it is correctly known. From 1169 to 1947, almost 800 years, read the history of Ireland. And that is why if you go to Northern Ireland today, which is still occupied, if you go into the Catholic area, and the Catholics have been the oppressed since 1169, well, basically the Normans, they were also Catholics, they invaded, they mixed with the original Celtic people. But when the Protestants came over, the Elizabethan adventurers, and then Oliver Cromwell, and then James, when he made his plantation, the first settlers, the Protestant settlers that were settled in stolen land. The Protestants came over and they settled in stolen land. That was in the 1600s. And you will see today, if you go to Northern Ireland, if you go into a Protestant area, you will see the Union Jack flying next to the Israeli flag. And if you go into a Catholic area, you will see the tricolor, the tricolor, the green, white and orange, flying next to the Palestinian flag. But you go do your research. Read the history of Ireland. Maybe you'll understand a little bit better what is going on at the human level. But in terms of a solution for the people of Palestine and for the Ummah at large, the solution is right here in the Holy Quran. Because many of us are despairing. For how much longer is this going to go on? For how much longer are the Palestinians going to suffer? For how much longer are the Syrians going to suffer? The Iraqis going to suffer? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in these verses, Jamaat al-Muslimin, that if you are injured, there are those that have been injured like you before you. And these are the days that we circulate amongst the people. Yesterday you were strong and had victory. Today you are weak and downtrodden. In order that Allah might make manifest who are the true believers. Allah. In order that Allah might make manifest. So there's going to be a fossil. There's going to be a separation here. Through these trials and tribulations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to sieve out. He's going to separate the pure from the filthy. The true believer from the munafiq, the hypocrite. May Allah not make us of them. Ameen. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدًا. And in the process, martyrs will be taken. And we spoke about that last week. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah loves not the oppressors. You think Allah loves the oppressors? Because you think, but the oppressors, they seem to be winning. The oppressors, they seem to be continuing in their oppression. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. In order that Allah might purify the believers. This is a purification process. إِذَا حَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا إِبَتَلَى. If Allah loves His servant, then He tests that servant. الْأَنْبِيَاءَ وَشَدُّ بَلَاءً ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The prophets of Allah are the most tested of Allah's creation. Then those who follow them in rank, and then those who follow them in rank. And who is more beloved to Allah then? Than His prophets and messengers. So don't think that Allah loves the oppressors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only giving them a khifa haladrat. I don't think there's a better expression than this Afrikaans expression. Allah khifa haladrat. Allah gives them respite. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't you dare think for one second that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. Innama, without any exception, yu'akhiruhum liyawmin tashkhasu fihi al-abasar. Without any exception, Allah is only delaying their punishment. He's only delaying their punishment for a day when their necks will be stiffened. And their eyes will be bulging out of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think for one second. This is where the despondency is coming from. Why? Because we think that the zalim, we think that the oppressor is getting away with it. We think that the oppressor is getting away with it. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi confirms, Inna Allaha la yumli lil-zalim. Allah gives respite to the oppressor. He gives him enough rope to hang himself, metaphorically speaking. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِلْ لِلظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتُهُ. Indeed, Allah gives respite to the oppressor. But when He takes him, there is no getting away. Another verse. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ تَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ بِالْأَصْفَادِ سَرَابِيلُهُم مِّن قَطِرَانٍ وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهُهُمُ النَّارُ. الله الله. You know, when I read this ayah, then I think of how the Apache planes, the Apache helicopters were dropping on Fallujah. You remember Fallujah? Allah, I remember sitting in front of the Kaaba with a brother from Fallujah. He said, our town was the most famous town city in the whole of Iraq for the minarat, for the minarets of the masajid. He said, there are only two left. And I thought of that picture of the Apache helicopters dropping that white phosphorus, which burns even through concrete. Imagine what it does to the human flesh. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He speaks about what's going to happen to the oppressors on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ. Again, so don't you think for one second. Don't you think for one second that Allah will break His promise to His messengers. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has promised His messengers that He will grant them victory. He will aid them. He will help them. Does Allah break a promise? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Allah will never break His promise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so don't think for one second that Allah will break His promise to His messengers. To His messengers or to the believers, Allah never breaks His promise. Al-Batta. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Indeed, Allah is Almighty, most capable of taking retribution. Now take note. Retribution for who? Retribution for who? Who's asking for retribution? Who's asking for justice? Al-Mazloom. We're talking about the Zalim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his fate sealed. If he does not wake up from his dhulum and return to Allah, his fate is sealed. Al-dhulmu dhulumatun yawma al-qiyamah. Oppression is darknesses on the day of judgment. The zalim will be in such nadam, in such regret. يوم يعض الظالم على يديه. The day when the oppressor will bite into his hands out of regret. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us about the dua of the mazloom. Retribution. Allah hears the dua of every oppressed person. Narrated by both Al-Imam Al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. فَإِنَّهَا لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. He says, beware of the prayer of the oppressed person, because there is no veil between it and between Allah. Another riwayah of the hadith, اتَّقُوا دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهَا تَصْعَدُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَأَنَّهَا شَرَارَةٌ. Allah. I remember seeing that Fahrenheit 9/11. Remember when that documentary came out about the invasion of Iraq? And there was a lady standing there. Her house had just been demolished. Her family had been killed. And she was saying, اللهم انتقم منهم. Oh Allah, take revenge on them. You think that goes unheard? اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها تصعد إلى السماء كأنها شرارة. Beware of the prayer of the oppressed person, because it goes up to the heavens like sparks. That's how quickly it goes up. Another riwayah, another narration. اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها تحمل على الغمام. It says, beware of the prayer of the oppressed person, because it will be carried on the white cloud. Al-ghamam huwa as-sahab al-abyad. In the commentary of the hadith, it says the ghamam is the white cloud. Like Masjid al-Ghamama, the story when the cloud came over the Prophet ﷺ to shield him from the heat of the sun when he was praying on the Musalla for Eid there in Madinat al-Munawwara. You've all been to Masjid al-Ghamama. The word ghamam, as-sahab al-abyad, the white cloud. Now what is this referring to? That the cloud doesn't immediately give rain. It carries the rain until eventually the cloud becomes full and then it rains. So the da'wah has gone up, the du'a has gone up. It's now taking its time until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides. And in the hadith, this very same riwayah, Yaqulullah, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي by my might and my majesty. لَأَنصُرَنَّكَ بَعْدَ حِينَ I will most certainly aid you after a while. And the last riwayah, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ اتَّقُوا دَعْوَةَ الْمَذْلُومِ فَإِنَّهَا مُسْتَجَابَةَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ وَلَوْ كَانَ كَافِرًا وَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ Beware of the prayer of the oppressed person. For indeed it is answered by Allah, even if it be after a while. Even if it be from a disbeliever, and on him will be his disbelief. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here and reminding us, don't think for one second Allah will break his promise to his messengers. Indeed Allah is almighty, most capable of taking retribution, and he will. And he will. The day when the earth will be exchanged for another earth, and the heavens will be exchanged for other heavens, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ And they will all come out to the one, the compeller. فِسَّحَةِ الْقَضَىٰ In the grandest courtroom. أَمَامَ الْحَاكِمِ الْأَعْلَىٰ In front of the highest judge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا مَفَرْ There'll be no escape on that day. So we must not lose faith. We must not lose faith. Yaqeen. Certain faith. In the power and ability of the Creator from nothing of everything in the heavens and on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ And so the zalim is being given respite, he's been given scope, he's been given drat, in order that the believers should be purified. Purified of doubt. That they should now put their trust 100% in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they should repent and return to Allah. Because only then, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ Because Allah will not change the condition of a people until at such time as they change the condition of themselves. And that's for us as an ummah. There are so many things that we can do for Palestine. And quite sadly, in some areas, it is the non-Muslim community that's leading the way. Look at BDS, for example. Boycott, divest, and sanction. It is an international movement, and it is gathering momentum. But do we put our trust in that? At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that guides the hearts. He is the one that turns the hearts. إِنَّ قُلُوبَ بَنِي آدَمْ بَيْنَ عُصْبُعَيَّ مِنْ أَصَابِي الرَّحْمَنِ كَقَلْبٍ وَاحِدٍ يُصَرِّفُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ Indeed, all the hearts, says our beloved Prophet ﷺ. Indeed, all the hearts are between the two fingers of the Most Merciful. Like one heart, He turns that heart whichever way He wishes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use people without them knowing that they are being used. To aid the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To aid the mustada'afin, the oppressed of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nobody knows the soldiers of Allah except Him. Allah will use people. Allah will even use the oppressors. Allah. To do what? To sort out other oppressors. Allah will use oppressors to sort out other oppressors. وَكَذَلِكَ نَوَلِّ بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ And so, do we cause oppressors to overcome other oppressors, some oppressors to overcome other oppressors because of what they have earned. And this immediately takes me to the story of Bani Israel. The story of Bani Israel, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the destruction of Masjid al-Aqsa. Please, let us get our language right here. I can see I'm definitely going to run out of time today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So forgive me in 5 minutes when I do stop, that we will continue next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But let us get, people seem to be confused about What is happening in Palestine? Who are Bani Israel? Who are the Jews? Where is the temple of Solomon? Jamaat al-Muslimin, we need to understand something. Words, semantics, let us not get fooled by it. There's never been a temple. If people of other faiths, like the Jews and the Christians, want to call Masjid al-Aqsa a temple, whatever they want to call it, let them call it whatever they want to call it. But at the end of the day, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, as is agreed upon by the muhaddithun of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the most correct opinion is that it is Nabi Adam alayhi salam who built the Kaaba and then 40 years later built Masjid al-Aqsa. In between, 40 years. And then the Kaaba was destroyed during the flood of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and then rebuilt by who? By Nabi Ibrahim and Ismail. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ القواعد جمع قاعدة. قاعدة is a foundation. So when call to mind when Abraham raised the foundations along with Ismail of the house. That's after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him where the house was. On the place of Bakkah. In the أول بيت ودع للناس الذي ببكة. بكة is the place where the Kaaba sits. In the middle of Mecca. It can't sit anywhere else. So when it was destroyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Nabi Ibrahim where it was. وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمِ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. And call to mind when we showed Abraham the place of the house. The place where the Kaaba was. And so Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, they rebuilt the Kaaba. What about Masjid al-Aqsa? Masjid al-Aqsa, also built by Nabi Adam alayhi salam, 40 years after the Kaaba, was expanded and renovated in the time of who? In the time of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. What was Nabi Sulaiman? What was he? A Jew? He was a Muslim. You see, Jamaat al-Muslimin, the deen of the Anbiya, wahid, is only one. And that is Islam. You can go and do a search on any Quranic website and you put in the word Muslim and you will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to all the Anbiya as Muslimin. He even refers to the disciples of Jesus Christ, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Al-Masih, which is Arabic for Messiah, Hebrew for Christ, which is Latinized from Christos, which is the Greek. For the anointed one. And Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he was Al-Masih. He was the Christ alayhi salam. That even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to his disciples, Al-Hawariyun, as testifying that they are Muslimin. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِ إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَشْهَدَ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. And when Jesus, the son of Mary, said to his disciples, Peter and Barnabas and James and Jude, etc., etc., when he said to them, who are my helpers calling to God? They said, we are your helpers calling to God. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. I'm translating into English. We believe in Almighty God. وَشْهَدَ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. And bear testimony that we are submitting, that we are submitting and surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Almighty God. So Nabi Sulaiman, being a Muslim, being one who submits and surrenders to Allah, like his ancestor before him, and the symbol of Tawheed, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has spoken the truth and follow the religion of Abraham. The immutable faith of perfect monotheism, believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hanifan musliman. That's how Allah describes Nabi Ibrahim. Ma kana Ibrahimu yahudiyan, wala nasraniyan, walakin kana hanifan musliman. Abraham was not a Jew, because the word Jew comes from the word, the Latin, Judah, which comes from the Hebrew, Yehuda, which is one of the 12 sons of Ya'qub, alayhi salam, whose nickname is Israel. That's the nickname of Nabi Ya'qub. If you want the Arabic of that, the Arabic of Ya'qub is what? Abdullah, the original Arabic. Yes, Israel is Arabic because it's in the Quran. Just like Firdaus, its origin is Persian, but it is Arabized because it was taken by the Arabs and spoken by the Arabs at the time when the Quran was being revealed. Likewise, Israel. But the synonym, if you like, in Arabic for Israel is Abdullah. So if you have any colleagues at work who follow the Jewish faith and they are going to what they call Israel, you're saying, oh, are you going to Abdullah? Because that's what it means. In actual fact, these two languages, the Semitic languages, Syriac, Aramaic, Hebrew, and Arabic, you'll be amazed how the words are used across these four languages. Even the word Isra, which comes from the word Asir, which means bondman, Il Allah, bondman of Allah, servant of God, Israel, Abdullah. So, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, who is coming from the progeny of who? Of Ya'qub, Ibn Ishaq, Ibn Ibrahim. Where does he pray? In a temple? I mean, as we speak, as believers, as Muslimin. He prays in a masjid. Where was he praying? Masjid al-Aqsa. So this whole talk about, no, they found the temple, or they didn't find the temple, or the temple is not there but was somewhere else, this is all nonsense. There's only one place where Nabi Sulaiman and his father before him, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, only one place where they made salah, and that is in Masjid al-Aqsa. Nowhere else. So when we speak about Nabi Sulaiman, we speak about him as a prophet of Allah, as one who submitted and surrendered to Allah, as a Muslim. And so when we talk about the story of Bani Israel, the children of Israel, the children of Jacob, Al-Asbat, who are we speaking about? قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْبَاطِ. Who the Asbat? They are the 12 sons of Jacob. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Say this, Allah speaking to the believers, to us, say this, that we believe in that which has been revealed. قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. Say, we believe in Allah. And we believe in that which has been revealed to Abraham, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, and to Ismail, and Ishaq, and Ya'qub, and the Asbat, and that which was given to Moses, Musa, wa Isa, and Jesus, وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and the prophets from their Lord. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We do not differentiate between any of them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we are all submitting and surrendering to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My time is up and we're going to continue next week, but I want to leave you with one last verse, just so that you have an idea of what is happening now. I want to give you more clarity about the story of Bani Israel next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And exactly what has happened in the past, as Allah speaks about in Surah Al-Isra. So you can go and do your reading, inshallah. Read Surah Al-Isra, the first two pages, and you can see what is coming if they continue in their oppression of the believers in Palestine today. But I want to leave you with one verse, and that is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا يحسبن الذين كفروا أنما نملي لهم خير لأنفسهم إنما نملي لهم ليزدادوا إثما وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not think again for one second that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite to the disbelievers for their benefit. Indeed, he gives respite to them, hayqifa al-adrat, for what reason? Liyazdadu ithman, that they might increase in their sin. And for them is a humiliating punishment. Then Allah turns to the believers in the second voice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Allah will never ever leave the believers in the state that you are. What state are we in? Allah. What state are the believers in today? Allah says, Allah will never ever leave the believers in the state that you are in. Because Allah is giving them scope, respite, hayqifa al-adrat, at the same time we are in a downtrodden, humiliated state. But Allah will not leave us in that state. Until what? Until what? حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ, until Allah has separated the pure or the filthy from the pure. The filthy of heart from the pure of heart. And that is what is happening now, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Palestine has become the rams, the symbol of that. Those that are supporting the oppression of the illegitimate state of Israel and what they are doing to the people of Palestine, you can now clearly see that Allah has exposed them as those who are filthy of heart. And those who are supporting and aiding the liberation of the occupied people of Palestine, they are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly showing to be pure of heart. And this is the fossil, this is the criterion, this is the separation that Allah is speaking about in the Holy Quran that is taking place in this time that we are living right now. But inshallah, we'll leave it there. And we will continue next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, building the shield of taqwa, becoming more conscious and mindful of Allah in our daily lives, that we might prepare ourselves for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put out for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this future. And that we might be, at the end of the day, wal-aqibatu liman? وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and the final victory will be for the muttaqeen, for the people of taqwa. May Allah make us of them. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ عَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء والله لا يحب الظالمين وليمحص الله الذين آمنوا ويمحق الكافرين صدق الله العظيم فإخوة الأفاضل إننا نرى في هذه الأيام أن الأمة تمر بها أيام عويصة فماذا علينا إخوة الأفاضل علينا بتقوى الله وأما رمضان فهو شهر التقوى شهر التقوى والإيمان فعلينا بتقوى الله تعالى في هذا الشهر المبارك حتى نستعد لأيام قادمة لا يعلمها إلا الله أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين
وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في الغوط الشرقية وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. يا عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعدكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.